Good morning, everyone. I'm Deepika Upadhyay, and I worked on a project of adding Jaeger tracing to Ceph. So I was an outreachy intern prior to this, and recently I got converted, and I currently work in Red Hat, continuing working, adding Jaeger tracing to Ceph. So I would like to share the work that I have done so far, and would like any input or any help that I can do for anyone interested. I'd be open to that. So I'll be giving a brief introduction to Ceph. How many are you are familiar with Ceph? Okay, good number. Jaeger? Cool. Okay, so anyway, I'll cover a brief introduction to Ceph, and then I'll give a background of the problem that I'm trying to solve, then how I'm actually implementing it and the solution to that, why we chose Jaeger, then a quick demonstration of how it's being implemented and how it's looking in the visualization, learnings that I had, and then a short Q&A. So Ceph is an open source project that's offering us a scalable solution, scalable, high performance, and highly available solution for our as a software-defined storage. So it's providing us a unified solution consisting, providing us object, block, and file stores. We can, then it has the properties that it could be scalable. It's elastic. You can add more data to it. You can scale it up. You can scale it out. It's fault tolerant. Then it also supports advanced recovery recovery techniques. So a brief architecture of Ceph. Ceph consists of these client libraries that interacts with this intelligence unit that